know there's more to this world than what you're told. Paranormal phenomenon, supernatural forces, government conspiracies, alien visitors. Step out of the world you see, open up your mind, and get ready for another round of strange at the Supernatural Radio Show with Corrine DeWinter and Nino Del Padre. Brought to you by PurplePlates.com for harmony, healing, and living energy products for a greater quality of life. Listen up, world. Here's Corrine and Nino.
Yeah, listen up, world. Here we are.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year.
2013 in the house.
Yeah, 13's a lucky number.
It's like, what up? Everyone's alive.
Yeah, or are we?
Shocker. Yeah, that's true.
I'm thinking, like, you know, perhaps, that there was something, a wave of something that happened, and we're not aware of it.
We're
like, this world is already dead, we just don't know it.
It's all been a dream sequence.
Yeah, it's like the Matrix or something.
Yeah, right.
Different. So, hey, tonight's show is about prophecies that didn't come true, like that whole thing we were just talking about. And we have a lucky, well, I don't know if he's lucky, but we have a special guest. Riley Martin should be calling in and discussing some of these predictions and prophecies that didn't turn out to be true, right?
Yeah, but however, I do believe that things are changing and that there is definitely something happening here with the shift, and just not as apparent as 1 hour to the next. What do you think?
I don't think we can say that they weren't true yet, because I think, you know, like you just said it, and we talked about in the last show, that there is a process that it's going to go through. It's going to take some time. We don't actually know if that process has started or not. So it still could be happening. There is something that, you know, could take hundreds of years, they say, that will actually cause the end of the world or the end of days or whatever. We don't know if we're in the first couple of days of what's going to take 600 years.
Right, exactly. Now, if you guys want to call us, and we wish you would, the number here is 877-230-3062. Also, if you'd like to ask Riley and Martin a question, please call that number, 877-230-3062.
Hey, Corrine, I forwarded you an email from regarding the purple plates that you gave away.
Oh,
the day.
Yes.
What did it say? I didn't read.
Oh, my God. She said, you know,
it sounded positive. I just skimmed over.
It was a girl that I had sent a free energy bracelet to during one of our giveaways, and she's using it, and she just said that it has, like, saved her from so many different things. And she was amazed, and so that was really
great. Yeah, that was really
great. Cool
to see that.
Mm-hmm. Now, Russ, I mean, RJ.
Yes, Corrine.
What?
did I say that? I'm sorry.
Oh, snap.
What a Mother Shipton. You were reading us a long poem.
It wasn't long. I was just reading really slowly. Give me a break.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I was surprised that you guys hadn't heard of her. She was one of the ones I wanted to bring up because it was one of the biggest well-known things. For the time, you're talking about hundreds of years ago, we didn't have the internet. It was a very well-known, widespread throughout, you know, more than one country, her declaration of what was going to happen. It became more, actually, you know, into light again, like the whole hippie age. But it was one of the prophecies that I thought was very interesting because she has been right about many things. And the one thing that she was wrong on was, you know, the end of days, the apocalypse and whatnot. She predicted a lot of things, but she, according to her, we should have been dead for a while now.
Yeah, but the thing is, she breaks it down like a rap song and stuff.
Right. You said she was friends with Nostradamus,
right? Yeah. Or was that Nas?
Nas.
Is that DJ Nas?
Nas, yeah.
So it's like, you know, she's the only one that has, like, these, like, drawn-out poems and stuff. Like,
well, there are many other ones out there. But she was known to have worked with Nostradamus for a little while. She died a couple years prior to him. So they were around at the same time, and from what people say that she didn't have his influence, his connections. Obviously, at that time, a woman wasn't allowed to have the full education that the men did. So they say that if she was alive today, and Nostradamus was alive today, that she was probably better soothsayer or whatever and would have probably gone further because she would have had the other options that he had at the time. He had all sorts of politicians. He had, you know, money backing him. And again, he went to some of the best schools. women in the day that when this took place, they weren't really allowed to do that.
Right. So it's pretty amazing, though, that Mother Shifton, we're still reading her stuff right now, you know?
Word.
Yeah, a lot of people know her as the original, what they call the soothteller. And I guess her given name was Ursula Soothsell, something like that. So she got the nickname Miss Soothteller. And some people believe that, you know, that's where that whole phrase came from.
Soothsayer?
Well, soothsayer, but her name was Soothteller.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
All right, and then moving on from Mother Shipton.
Why?
Because she kind of is boring.
Okay. Don't hold back.
All right, why don't you at least share a poem with the listeners get the full effect?
Yeah, I don't have it memorized.
Well, just give us a couple lines about the future that we haven't experienced. I mean, we know she's written many things about what has happened in the world.
Well, again, these things were written in, like, the 1400s, the late 1400s, and she has predicted, you know, she talked of America, which at the time, and she states it as the land unknown. She brought up different war instances. She predicted the Civil War. Let's see. French Revolution. She spoke of Napoleon, Queen Victoria and Prince Albert. All these things were in her poems. And they found these things on scrap junk pieces of paper. Because, again, you're talking about a time frame where if you had paper, you were rich. Mm. You know, it was hard to print a book would cost a fortune. And not we're talking about a lot of books. To print one book would cost people a fortune in this time.
Still does.
You know, true. But they found a lot of her stuff, a lot of her poems and whatnot weren't found until after she died. And they were stored in little mason jars inside like a cave.
Oh,
and I guess the cave was someplace that she either lived for a while or was known to go there often. And that's where she did whatever ritual she did to get her visions.
Like some of those poems you were reading before.
Yes. I'm trying to find one right now.
Wow, that's really interesting. Mother Kryptonite, hanging out in the cave, getting the vision.
Yeah, this is a good one.
Yeah, this is a good one.
So, RJ, what are some of the predictions that Mother said?
Okay, I got some right here.
More importantly, the rhymes.
The rhymes. You like the poems. Yeah. He makes fun of them.
No, they're
all right, fine. You want to hear a little excerpt here?
Yeah.
Okay, that one's about the Greek man. Okay. The signs will be there for all to read when men shall do most heinous deeds. Men will ruin kinder lives by taking them as to their wives. And murder foul a brutal dead when man will only think of greed. And man shall walk as if asleep. He does not look. He may not peep. An iron man the tail shall do. An iron cart and carriage too. Now, people say that she was talking about the whole rise of, you know, about the carriages and stuff like that. She mentions them being made of metal. And she mentions in other excerpts about how there was no horse drawing them, this, that, the other thing. So people say in the time frame that she had predicted this in was around the time where automobiles and trains and everything became a massive thing, mass production. Mm. So that was one of her more, you know, on the money predictions. She was within like a decade of the whole automobile boom, especially here in America. And again, America wasn't even known about, and she constantly spoke of the unknown lands of what would happen there.
Hmm. Yeah, that's kind of weird.
Very interesting. Yeah, because I'll have to check out more of her poetry.
I like
poetry.
Her flow.
They go on for, like, pages, too. There's so many of them.
Yeah, there was a lot of people that said a lot of stuff that, you know, didn't happen.
Right, I know. But, you know, I mean, regardless if the world ended or not, and, all right,
well,
I guess it did.
I think we're
going to
go
but
with not, yeah, so far. So far, I'm leaning on not.
She goes like, yes.
No, the world as we know it, just like the R.E.M. song.
Yeah.
That's
just going to say that.
That's what happened, okay?
Right.
So, but essentially,
right,
we have to remember these three words, and you must take them to heart, and it is love one another.
Love one another.
R.J.?
Was that directed towards me?
Yes, love.
Oh, I do. Of course I do.
No, I know you do, you fool. I'm asking you to say
it.
Okay, love one another. You happy now?
Yeah, good. Speaking of loving one another.
You're right.
I got a nice Happy New Year message from Riley Martin the other day, and it was fantastic, so I can't wait to say hi to him today.
Yeah, he's really in the Christmas spirit this year, which is awesome.
Is he?
Yeah. Yeah, he sounds like he's doing good.
So we're going to have
he's
to,
happy.
You know, selling his symbols, you know. I mean, it was it true that the symbols were to get off the planet at this time or in the future?
Well, you know, it's not.
The tickets have an expiration date on them, is what
still,
you're asking.
The tickets are still valid. They're still for sale, so it's not like, were they?
No, I mean.
They're good for future transportation, safe harbor on the mothership.
Okay, so we don't know what day that's going to be.
That's correct.
Okay,
yeah.
I thought it might have been this past.
There was no expiration date,
on
the tickets.
Right, well, it's against the law to put an expiration date on gift certificates anymore.
Well, we knew that, of course.
Yes. So I really ask, I say check out RileyMartin.com because it's a great website. And they have many different Riley products
not
for
just
sale
that,
there.
You know, we have actual UFO photographs and beautiful samples of his symbols and things of that nature.
I was going to say, are you doing Riley there?
Yes. Anyone want to call in and tell us what your prediction is or what might happen in the year of 2013.
Is it the year of Aquarius? Or is it
it is. This is the age of Aquarius.
Yes, that actually happened.
That's
the
question.
Planets did, fall into alignment and all.
Yeah.
That actually happened.
Yeah.
So that part they were right on.
Right.
But that's what's going to save us is that we are in the age of Aquarius right now.
Thank goodness.
Can only go up from here, right?
That's right.
That's right.
No, this is what all the hippies talked about in the 60s. They waited for this time period. So, I mean, it is important,
awesome. Good to hear something like that.
One thing I wanted to bring up real quick, we're talking about the flawed predictions here. I felt like this was as big a flop as the Y2K thing.
Right.
You expected at least something to happen. I mean, the Y2K thing, I didn't expect the whole world to go dark. But, my cell phone would stop for a couple of hours.
Right.
Exactly.
When did that happen?
That's a great point.
Oh. It was 2000?
What's the number for 411?
Because there was so much hype around it that made sense.
I think it actually made more of an impact leading up to it than, the 12/21/12 did. People were freaking out about Y2K. They were taking all their money out of the bank.
But it was all based on something that was plausible.
Yeah, this is true. And I guess you can't really call it a prediction. It was more of like a computer error they thought they found.
Right. Even though it was asinine to think that you couldn't change the date on it. But, who knows, really?
It's illegal to post date. I just wanted you to know that.
Yeah.
Right. But there are lots of things happening with the planets right now. But I think, because we've had so many warnings about the end of the world and that actually when it comes, no one's going to believe it. And they're just going to say, oh, whatever, man.
Yeah, we could be just laughing about it, but it's actually like January 9th.
Well, there's also the whole big talk right now. The joke is, do leap years and daylight savings times actually affect the calendar? Will it throw it off by some time? And somebody said that if they do the math on it, it actually comes out to like May 21st. I'm not sure how that works because, leap years, we add the day every four, we kind of do things to balance it out. But I guess it throws the calendar off by a few months over all the years. So a lot of people are saying that right now it's like May 21st or 22nd is actually the date when things are supposed to happen due to the...
See what I mean?
That's what I'm saying.
Due to changing of the calendars.
Maybe it's the wrong time by, a month or something, or a few months.
Well, then I guess this was a warm-up.
Right.
Get ready for it. Oh, it didn't happen.
Well, we know that you're ready because you described the whole scenario where you're going.
That's still not being ready. There are people out there. I mean, have you seen the shows on TV about the preppers now?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, see, that's what the shooting in Newtown. She was a prepper.
You told me that.
But
I want to understand hunkers.
RJ
I don't
has
one.
250-pound bags of rice.
I know.
Not just one.
Not just one.
This
two.
Is how stingy RJ is. Right. I'm like, but RJ, I have a pound of beans. Or not a pound, a 20-pound. No, we don't need any more.
And he's like, well, that's not as nutritionally good as the rice. It's a proven fact that this will last longer.
Actually, jars of peanut butter are a really good way to go, too. Just throw that one out there.
No, not with the canola oil in them, so make sure you get Teddy peanut butter.
Jars of non-canola oil peanut butter are really good, too.
I love that stuff.
Going to recap that.
But anyways, RJ has not invited us, so he'll be sailing off.
I was invited by the other person, so I have no rights to invite people.
That's all right. We'll be waving to you from the mothership.
And yeah, really.
Holding up their Riley Martin symbols, pointing and laughing.
Yeah. Enjoy your 50-pound bag of Riley.
Yeah, enjoy it, old McDonald's. Old McDonald's, you have your farm.
We're on the way.
I had peanut butter and
Riley.
Bring that up.
With the stagions, sticky.
Well, I see Riley's not on time right now. We're going to take a little break right now. Yeah, and
we're going to call him.
Yeah, let's do that.
Can we do that?
I don't know.
We'll figure it out. Yeah, the technology. I know we do.
Okay, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Visit PurplePlates.com today. For over 40 years, the Purple Energy Plates have been delivering amazing results for their many customers. Inspired by the great genius Nikola Tesla, the harmony, healing, and energetic effects of the plates have proven over and over to be beneficial and often miraculous to thousands of customers. With their money-back guarantee and the many benefits, how can you afford not to get one? Check their site for daily specials and choose from their many energy products. You won't be sorry. Visit them today at purpleplates.com for mind, body, and spirit. And expect a miracle.
Dream with your eyes wide open. DelPadre.com. Take your website to the next level. Del Padre Visual Productions. High impact, interactive new media productions, flash website design, CD-ROM and digital business cards, DelPadre.com.
Supernatural Radio Show. Thanks for listening, and please call us 877-230-3062. We want to talk about the end of the world, or how is this year going to change? What's going to happen? What are your thoughts on this? We'd really love to hear from you.
One thing I want to bring up is we're talking about, you know, failed predictions, but how about ones that are still
pending?
Yeah, you know, bouncing around in the air out there. There are other things that are, well, luckily for 2013, I don't think anybody so far has come out and said the world will end, but there are other soon-to-be prophecies coming true.
Such as?
Well, that's what I'm actually asking. I'd like to hear some of the other ones. Let's see, I pulled up a couple right here. Okay, we got the Outer Dimensional Forces, I guess is an organization that was founded. Orville T. Gordon founded it. They have a few predictions that actually have to do with the government. They believe that the CIA is involved in something, in some kind of attack. Either they're withholding information or they're part of and trying to hide it. And they have groups of allies that are going to attack within the next 20 years. Now, this is not very well known, but I guess they are people assume, they don't know for facts, but they believe that people are setting up, in the organization, are already setting up, like, their own little bunkers. We're joking around
about
that.
Well, right. I mean, did you see the episode of Jesse Ventura where they saw this huge conglomeration building, like, I think it's 12,000 square feet or something, where, you know, these supposedly governmental people are going to be, you know, and there's underground tunnels.
Well, I don't know if you've ever seen the other show. I believe it's called, like, Decoded or something like that. The guy's name is Brad Metzler, I believe. He did one of the shows on people's underground bunkers, and one of the guys that he interviewed, and they're very secretive about this. I mean, even in the interview and everything, they put him in a van with blacked-out windows and blah, blah. They joked around about blindfolding him, but he couldn't see out the van, so he might as well have been blindfolded. But they brought him to what they're doing is this guy. actually runs a company. They set up and sell out. It's almost like timeshares, I guess. But they sell out, you know, condos or whatever inside old rehabbed bunkers, World War II bunkers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, right here in the U.S. Our government is selling off some of their old stuff, some of the things that they tend to liquidate are, you know, old war stuff they don't need anymore. One of those things is they've been selling off for, like, the last several years is some of the big bunkers underground that were put there, you know, in case of, you know, nuclear war or, you know, bombing in World War II and stuff like that. And this guy is selling out $50,000, I think it was, for an adult and, like, $30,000 for children or something like that. And you go in there and you are set up with your place. They have fuel to run for like 3 years on their generators. They've got food supply, I believe, small security team at each place. The guy's actually selling tickets. It's kind of funny. And he's got several of them now. I guess he's bought up several. I don't know what the number is, but he spoke of having them in several different states. I think he listed off like five or six different states that he is now selling basically condo timeshare type deals of underground bunkers to survive in that you, once you go in, they're locking down for 3 years.
Jeez. Well, and how much is it?
$50,000 for an adult.
Okay. Really now?
It's not really a bad deal.
Oh, that's not a bad deal? To have a one little tiny room in a cellar? Yeah, I mean, breathing
it's only
in,
$50,000.
Breathing in dirt? Taking dirt naps every night?
It's what, okay if you die. You're
what a bargain.
The bargain basement.
You guys need help, seriously.
No, there's a lot of those condos and stuff being built and sold.
Yeah, you know, I know.
Yeah, a lot more than people would realize. I mean, if this guy is selling out, you know, he's setting them up to house anywhere from between 80 and 120 people, I believe.
Well, then
and he's got several of them, and they're all bought out already. A lot of people are, like,
yeah,
worried about that.
And then there's Bigelow with the stations on the moon.
Yeah, Bigelow.
Now, I don't know who saw that episode of the Skinwalker Ranch.
Yeah.
About the Skinwalker Ranch.
This dude's like Tony Stark, right? He's like a self-made billionaire that is running some, like, first-time, like, human, not human, but, like, space travel.
I thought you were going to say you flew around an iron suit for a minute there.
No, no. Not
that much like Tony Stark?
No. But he's the first one that's up there right now just, you know, from a corporation and not from a government.
For those of you that are a little confused right now, Tony Stark is Iron Man's real name.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah, you looked a little confused.
I was. I'm like, wait a minute. Who's that?
Nobody knows that.
It's like Clark Kent, Spider-Man and all. Except everybody knows who he is, except for the woman sitting next to me.
Yeah. Who was I talking to that I couldn't remember or didn't know Spider-Man? Was that one of you guys?
I've heard of Spider-Man.
And they were like, I'm like, no, the kid, you know, the actor. And they were like, no.
Well, I wouldn't be able to tell you who acted.
I don't really know who any of the Spider-Man. I'm like the kid that got famous from Spider-Man. You know? I mean, I don't know.
Talk about the recent one, right?
Yeah, the most famous Spider-Man.
I don't know what you're talking about.
What is that actor's
name? Do you watch
name?
Any movies?
Are you talking? Not really.
What's the actor's name that plays Spider-Man?
Are you talking about Toby or something?
Yes, Toby Maguire.
Okay,
yeah,
Toby
you.
Maguire. Okay.
See, I knew his name. I was just kidding.
Yeah.
That's
well,
Spider-Man, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, but anyways, all right. So I don't know if Riley's gonna call, but we can talk about Riley.
Yeah, maybe he thought I meant tomorrow.
Oh, God, no, maybe.
Anything's possible.
No, sir, I'm just kidding.
Well, we got to bust in on his
team. So what exactly does Riley say about the end of the world? I know he sells those symbols and whatnot, but what is his predictions? Does anybody know?
Well, in fact, my episode with him, interviewing him, was on last Wednesday here on Contact Talk Radio, and I'm trying to remember what he said, like about the end of the world. I think he just said, no, it's going to go on and we have to, like, get our shit together.
Last I knew, I think he was going to be given some information in May regarding December 21st. Yeah.
In May, you said? Didn't I just say that the big buzz right now is it's actually supposed to happen in May?
Yeah, that's true. That's
yeah, I think Riley might know something we don't know.
Well, so Riley said that to you?
He's holding out.
Yeah, you're right.
Hmm. Hmm.
Huh.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I don't know why he would do something like that to us.
Well, he was ready for January, but, you know, it took him a little while to get there.
But Riley hasn't left the planet for a long time, right? Has he been?
No, not since 87, I think.
87, that's a long stretch.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So the next time it's the mothership.
I was going to say, did they ever say why they stopped coming to get him?
You know, I didn't ask
them. I think they were done with him at that point.
We've run all the tests we can run.
He drank all their
beer. You alone now.
He drank all their beer.
No, I'm just saying that's when they did the Synapsis connection and downloaded the 144,000 symbols to his cranium. And they're like, we don't need you anymore. Go spread the message. That's it. You're done with
us. Oh, okay.
How many of the 144,000 does he have left? Do you know?
If I did, I'd have to kill you if I told you.
Oh, okay. With a Biavian death ray, I would assume.
Yeah. Bank of Biave.
That's the B.O.B. to you.
Oh, my God.
All right, so anyways, obviously we're not getting many people that are looking to call and talk about 2013, but... I just want to say, we'd love to get
Jesse.
They're
all dead.
I'd love to get Jesse on this show, Jesse Ventura.
I sent him an email, and it didn't get very far.
Oh, what happened?
It didn't get very far. I never heard back.
Oh, you never heard back. But it didn't bounce, right?
Can you bounce an email?
Yeah, it bounces back, you know.
Okay. It didn't do that.
Okay, but it went through.
As far as I know, yeah, it went through.
Well, I think you should try Tyrell. What about Tyrell?
Who?
His son, Tyrell.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, yeah. Oh, yeah, he's starting to get involved in it now. He's in the
Yeah. No, I mean, I think we could get Tyrell on, perhaps.
He'd probably be easier to get a hold of, too.
Mm. Yeah, I think so.
What about the actor?
Braverman?
Director's son.
June Sapong?
Oh, Jill Sarpong. June Sarpong.
June Sarpong, you idiot.
She's a model and stuff. Did you look her up?
She's a model?
Yeah, you want to see her? She's all freaky looking when she's all dressed up like that. But anyway, I was talking about the director's kid.
Oh, what?
Sean Stone.
Sean Stone. Yeah, Sean Stone.
Yeah. Well, email everybody.
He's like, Sean Stone's like a badass. Like,
that guy's got to know a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
anybody involved
in
that show has got to have a little bit more access than anybody else. You know, he comes with the political background and whatnot.
I'd say. But I think it's not, you know, out of the question that we could get Tyrell or June Sarpong.
I want June Sarpong because, check her out. She's all like modeling and stuff.
Yeah, she looks like she always looks.
Yeah. Anyway, let's talk about some future shows.
Oh, yes. Well, I actually have a couple.
I have a couple lined up.
All right, let's talk about your first lined up show.
About the war on drugs.
The war on drugs.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Now, this is, what's his name?
Barry Cooper.
Barry.
Oh, it's me, Nino Del Padre.
Oh, sorry, have you guys met?
Oh, we have a guest, a special guest named Barry Cooper, who is a former DEA agent turned civilian.
Informer.
He jumped the fence.
He supports the marijuana industry. And
apparently you do, too.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's not nice. But he's an activist for marijuana. They call him the Prince of Pot. And he's going to be on the show. He had to flee to live in a different part of the world because he's...
It's a secret, but...
Did he really?
It's a secret location because of
I know they were giving him a lot of harassment.
Yeah, it got so bad.
News shows
It got really bad.
Yeah, we got the word. Well, Nino got the word today. From him.
So is that why it was so hard for you?
That's why he had to move into South Dakota.
In hiding now?
Oops.
South Dakota.
No, it was North Dakota. They'll never figure that out.
But anyway, so Barry Cooper is going to be on the show. We're going to talk to him about weed and all its good properties.
Glory. And glory.
We're just not allowed to ask certain questions of him, which we will steer clear of.
Well, let's face it.
He's doing it because Nino is a really good friend. He actually he goes way back with Nina.
I got mad skills.
Let's face it, though. It's obviously something that's big in the news right now with so many, well, not so many, but the fact that a couple states just made it basically completely legal.
Mm-hmm. Not basically, entirely legal.
Well, I haven't actually read the legislature, so I'm just going to go with basically legal.
Well, it hasn't happened.
Until there's some kind of regulations, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Well, I mean, the medical marijuana thing passed here in Massachusetts.
That's true, too, but you have to be sick for that, and that's one of the regulations.
But is it actually going to be instated? I mean,
I think that actually takes place in like a week or so. Like the new laws, like January 15th or 19th, the new laws go in. And I guess it is done. Is April 3rd they go in?
Yeah.
And Kiera just tells me that it is legal to possess in Washington and Colorado right now.
I told you.
Okay, that's cool.
So now is it illegal to buy and sell? That's the question. Because how do you possess it? And you got to get it someplace.
Well, can't you be caught with at least an ounce here before they do anything?
Before they do anything, they decriminalize it to the state, whereas if you have, I believe it's less than an ounce, yes, it's just a, it's like a ticket.
It's a $100 fine.
No, like, criminal charges, though.
Right, you can't, but Karen
like
says it's still illegal to buy and sell, which it is here.
Okay, well, they're obviously going to set up some kind of guidelines for it, then. I mean, obviously, they can't make it legal to have and not make it legal to obtain. So it'll probably be regulated like alcohol eventually.
Yeah.
You know, there'll be certain places you can buy it. I don't know if they'll do the red light district thing, but there'll be certain places you can buy it, you know, limit your amounts, blah, blah. You have to be of a certain age. I'm sure that that's the next step.
Right.
And then
the way it'll be handled in Massachusetts is there'll be one dispensary per county.
County?
Yeah. For now.
Well, I hear Montel Williams is opening like a high-end weed shop in New York City right now. In fact, I think it's already opened.
So Montel Puffs is what you're saying.
Oh, yeah. Well, because he has MS.
Really? Oh, wow.
He has MS, so he's got a very good reason to.
Right.
And but I wonder how much he's got. That's got to be expensive stuff, you know?
Yeah, I imagine.
But, I mean, you know, people getting up in arms about it is just ridiculous. I haven't smoked since I was a very young teenager.
That's true. That's true, man.
So I haven't smoked for a couple of years now. But
to say the least. Like, for so many years.
But, you know, I don't see what the big deal is. Come on, man. It's natural, you know?
Yeah, and I mean, I don't do anything like that. And if I did, I'd still be like, yo, what's the big deal? What's the big deal? Chill on that shit because it's not even like alcohol.
No, you know? And, you know, which, you know, I was actually going to make this show about this tonight, but I'll just mention it. Opiates. And why is it
you
legal?
Yeah, you want to talk about the Lane Stanley thing.
Why? Staley, you fool. You said Lane Staley.
She's so mean.
he said Lane Staley.
I said Lane
Staley.
Anyways, you know, Lane Staley was the singer in Alice in Chains, and he got addicted to, I guess, heroin. And, which, you know, heroin is really an opiate just as oxycodone, hydrocodone, roxycodone, oxycontin.
Are you done with the list? Why did you bring this up recently? I mean, is it like near the anniversary of his death?
I don't know. No, because I just kind of discovered really what he did, you know?
Oh, okay.
But you know, the thing is, I mean, how can it be legal to prescribe? How can doctors be the drug pushers that they are and get away with it while hundreds of people die every single day from opiate addiction?
Well, I think you should be
and I'm not talking about heroin.
Pharmaceutical companies
who own everything.
That's part of the problem, and they perpetuate the problem, and they pay for it.
I remember a few years back, right in this area, they were picketing some of the drugstores around here because of the stuff they were selling. I know a lot of it was taken off the market or altered or whatever. But, yeah, they were picketing stores around here calling, I won't say the name of the store, but blah, 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 your neighborhood drug dealer.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting out there with big signs on it.
It's not the drugstore. It's not the pharmacy. It's the pharmacist. Not the pharmacist, even. It's the doctors. It's the drug companies.
It's the doctors, mostly.
Do you think they got kickbacks for prescribing it, though? Or did they believe that it was the way to go to help people?
At some points, they did get kickbacks.
Definitely.
Has anybody ever gotten in trouble for that, I wonder?
Yes, they have.
Oh, really?
Listen, it doesn't even matter what is done to these people that have killed off so many citizens. That, you know, it's an epidemic in this country. And who's to fault are the pharmaceutical industries. They need to be stopped. They can never give us back all the people we lost.
Well, take OxyContin, for example.
I thought we were talking about not taking it.
It was on the market for God knows how long, maybe almost a decade. Until they finally change the formula so that it can't easily be abused by crushing and snorting it or being able to shoot it.
Right.
Just like the competitors had as soon as they came out with the formula, which was only about 4 years ago. So they knew they could change it so that, you know, the recreational and hazardous use of the drug would have been greatly decreased.
Mm-hmm.
But they chose not to.
They chose not to.
It was a lot more prosperous to make it easier for junkies to get their fix.
Well, mm-hmm. You got to wonder, too. Let's face it. The amount that is, like, on the street, how do people acquire that much? There's got to be somebody somewhere in some warehouse slipping out, like, pallets of this stuff.
Dude, I thought about it before, and it's just perplexing to think about the amount of... CD shit that happens to get that amount on the street.
Yeah, I mean, they're saying like 35-40% of kids in high school now are taking that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a lot of pills just to be found, you know, in someone's medicine cabinet or something like that.
Right.
Someplace somebody is popping out, like I said, like crates of this stuff.
Yeah, you see the Boston, the guy's got like 100, you know, unopened 100 count OxyContin 80s. That didn't come off a stolen truck or a factory. Come on.
Right.
There was actually recently, like, the whole armored car heist not too long ago, but it was, you know, a pill transport.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was what was on there. There was some other stuff on there. I forget what other things you mentioned. Okay. So yeah. Basically same thing.
Yeah.
Armored car heist to obtain this stuff.
Right. Well, okay, but first you start out going to the doctor, and the doctor tells you you need some pain pills.
Right.
Here, I'm going to give you these. And then he gives you more. And pretty soon you need more because you build up a tolerance pretty quick.
So then
your doctor's not giving you quite enough, so you hit the street to buy it from a pusher.
You subsidize it. You start by adding a little bit more. And the only way to do that is the way Kareem just mentioned.
From the street.
Word. But the thing I really want to back up about is how many people can we blame because they got, you know, 10 freaking hydrocodones for spraying something, and then the next thing you know, they're mm-hmm. junkies. That's bullshit.
Mm.
Come on.
I do know of a few people that I know that...
I'm talking about doctors that are really abusing.
No, but I'm talking about people that were in, like, car accidents and stuff, and... You know, damaged spines. This one dude I'm speaking of, he's young, but he walks with a cane due to the damage.
Yeah.
And he's going to be on it for the rest of his life,
right.
Regardless. And he takes a couple hundred milligrams of that stuff a day.
Yeah.
And when he doesn't have it, he is a mess.
But this is where pot comes
in. Goddamn
right. Smoke the pot.
Smoke the
Don't
pot.
Don't take the pills.
Yeah, no, pills suck.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they're glorious, of course, just like Satan, but they are hell. Right?
Yes, they are.
Just like Satan.
No, you know, and believe me, I've seen addiction too closely, too many times. I've seen coffins filled with lives that were cut way too short, okay? Do not ever take pills. Opiates.
Even aspirin? Okay.
Opiates equal death.
On a lighter note.
Yeah, I guess I gotta agree with that.
No, it's true.
And I mean, I could get into it for hours.
So there's this comet. Back to the actual topic. No, there's speaking of this, I don't know why I didn't bring this up earlier, but you know there's this comet that's supposed to be like coming really close to the Earth, and we're supposed to actually be able to see it brighter than the moon.
Mm.
The whole planet is going to get a chance to see this, and it's going to be in our night sky for actually, I guess, a couple months.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm. What's the name of it?
I didn't ask his name. No, it's like Ursin? Ison?
Really?
Yeah. Mm. I just actually heard about this today. It's going on the internet. I don't even know if it's true, because God only knows what some posts. But I guess it's supposed to be in our night sky, visible for a couple of months, that it's going to be that close to us. It kind of makes me wonder if that might fall into the whole end of days prediction, because it'll be showing up in a couple of months.
Yeah.
Like May.
Okay.
Again, we're just going to throw that month. May might be a bad month. You might not want to make plans for May.
Let's play about drugs again.
Yeah. No, I just, looking at these, for instance, Kurt Cobain.
Yeah.
Which I don't really believe.
Kurt's got a very interesting take on that.
I don't think that he
overdosed.
Yeah. I mean, I think that he was actually killed.
He shot himself.
Well,
somebody shot him.
Oh, is that like an unsolved thing?
Mm-hmm.
No, I was
pretty
not aware.
I know.
I did, however, see his T-shirt and his guitar at Hard Rock Cafe. That was kind of cool.
Right.
So what? So big deal.
But anyway, he might have been set up or something.
Yeah, I think he was.
And then, that other dude from before.
Who? Oh, Lane?
He doesn't want to say his name because you yell at people when they say it wrong.
Yeah.
Well, there's a whole bunch of them. I mean, like even Janis Joplin, you know?
Well,
and when people,
what's the appeal to these guys about that drug?
Well, this is the thing. It's like I have someone that I'm friends with that says, I don't understand how a person can let themselves become addicted.
Okay.
I think that's ridiculous to say that.
It's ignorant to say.
Very ignorant.
Like that.
I would never do that.
Yeah. I mean, think about the power that these things possess when they're being good to you,
mm-hmm.
Okay? They possess a power that the only thing you need to be in sheer heaven is maybe some cigarettes and something
ice
to watch
cream.
Ice
some
cream.
Some sweet.
You know, talk about like having an orgasm, but for fucking 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then you tell me, oh, you never could let yourself get that addicted to something.
No,
you know?
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
Try,
in this case, like you said, a lot of them are doctors.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a lot of it is yeah.
Well,
I think a good majority of the people out there end up getting it originally
absolutely.
Or taking it originally
I know
because
that for
it's necessary.
Yeah. But when is it really necessary is my question.
Mm-hmm.
Is it necessary for a sprained, ankle?
Yeah.
Hell no, it's not.
No, it's not.
How about being a tooth pulled? Because that really
hurts. No. You know what? They tried to shove those at me when I got a tooth pulled. And they're like, are you sure? You know?
Yeah.
No, I am positive. I do not want them.
And then the other question is, regardless of how you got them, if you got a dozen or 10 Percocet or something even weaker like hydrocodone, does that get you the right, or do you think that's an average amount of fucking drugs that make you turn into a junkie that you would see an intervention? No.
I think it depends on the person, but I wouldn't think that to be the greater percentage.
Pills.
Yeah, I wouldn't think that would be the great percentage of people out there.
Right.
We're talking about the doctors Karina and I have seen, you wouldn't freaking believe the kind of crap that they pull.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was saying earlier about it being a big thing in high schools. They say that a lot of those kids actually get them from their parents because their parents had them prescribed.
Right.
That's where they point the finger at being the gateway to it.
But, right. You know, pretty soon, okay, so however you get the pills or whatever, pretty soon you're not even really getting high anymore. You're not feeling good anymore. You're just maintaining.
No.
You're getting back to
and
normal.
This is what Lane said in his last interview. Lane Staley of Alice in Chains, he said, you know, yes, I am an addict. I am a junkie. But as where before, years ago, I was taking it to feel good, I'm just taking it to feel
normal. Even, halfway normal.
Have you seen the MTV Unplugged, I believe, did the video?
Yes.
Right before he died.
And he effed up all the lyrics.
He did?
He was
bad. But
he also screwed up the song.
Okay. I thought that was in 1996 that was filmed. He died in 2002.
I believe he did one right before. I could be wrong. It might not even be the MTV plug. I thought he had done one previous to. But maybe it was the last one he did. If it was that long before he actually died,
it was.
His eyes were sunken. He looked really bad.
He looked like he was on the verge of death then.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. Well, I saw a picture of him last night, and a month or so before he died, or 2 months before he died, and you wouldn't even know it was him.
No.
Skinny and just horrible, you know? Yeah, it does, because, so don't talk to me about how can you get addicted.
I'm careful with them.
You know what's sad is I can't really remember seeing pictures of him prior when he was healthy.
You're right.
I only really remember the images of him when he was messed up.
You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, the people that say that stuff make me want to smash them in the face.
I know.
I would never do that.
No.
I would never put myself in that situation. You know,
right?
I mean, I have self-control, or I know that that's not right.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Yeah,
wrong.
Not when you're rubbing God's belly.
Right.
You're not gonna.
In fact, that's what I posted last night. I posted a picture of Lane, and I said, we don't choose drugs; they choose us.
Yep,
I saw that post.
I like that.
Yeah, I like it too, and I mean, and it's true. It's like forbid somebody freaking falls into something because their life is not going so well, perhaps, or whatever the case may be.
Yeah, that's the other thing, too. It's hard to understand the addiction of the rich and famous, opposed to what I was bringing up is the depression leading
down
to
the luck, into the rope type situation.
Yeah, and then leading to self-medicating yourself, opposed to having everything handed to you on a platter, and then still wanting to overdose or,
What do we call those first world problems?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Why are they called that?
Well, that's a phrase tossed around lately about, people complain about, one of the things thrown out was the guy's iPad or whatever, or iPhone was out of the package when he got it, and he made a big stink about it and whatnot. He actually put blogs on the internet and this and the other thing. If your biggest problem, and it pisses you off so much, is because your iPhone was already opened when you got it.
Mm-hmm.
That's a serious first world problem. Third world problem is, man, I haven't eaten in 4 days. Can I pick that piece of kernel up off the ground?
No shit. That's not a first world problem. It's not a problem.
Exactly.
The guy is the problem. That's what the problem is with society in America. Gimme, gimme, gimme. Faster, faster, bigger, better. I got more, 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 more.
I like free.
Myself. Let me give you a few examples.
Okay.
I have to get dressed so that I don't look too lazy when I go out to pay the gardener.
That's awesome.
I can't find the right balance between my fan and my electric blanket. I went to go babysit for an hour, and the kids didn't even know what their own Wi-Fi password was.
Hey, that's not funny. That happened to me.
The only power socket near my massage chair is plasma display only. Wah! I want to enjoy my beer in the garden, but the Wi-Fi doesn't work out there. Wah! I get embarrassed while I watch the maid wash my dirty, lacy underwear that require to be hand-washed. Wah!
Where are you finding these?
Another Asian person sit next to me on the bus. Now people probably think he's my dad. It's firstworldproblems.com.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, and that goes on and on. It's great.
There you go, folks. Hours of entertainment right there.
I know. It's like when I'm in line at a store or something and I hear people complaining about such inane bullshit, I'm like, I do, I'm sorry. I become human. I want to smash them.
I want to do a lot of smashing on New Year's Eve.
Hulk smash.
I saw so many targets of opportunity at Mohegan Sun.
Well, you're in one big zombie fest when you go to a casino.
That's like,
it kind of felt like the end of the world, too.
Mesmerized looking at a freaking TV countdown from New York. They're all staring at a fucking TV.
I know.
I know.
But this is the mentality.
It is sad. That is very sad.
This is the mentality of most of America.
I stayed at home and watched it on TV.
You did?
Yes.
Well, that's okay.
Two friends over, pizza and beer.
Watched
a couple movies.
Right.
That's fine.
That's
I'm done with going out, dealing with the bar situation on New Year's Eve. Amateur night is not for me.
But it's nothing like my iPad 3 doesn't warm on my lap so much as my MacBook Pro does.
We should have this as a wah segment every week.
Oh, my God. But
I want to hear more.
Corinne, my au pair and my gardener are socializing too much. What should I do?
Fire them. Deport them.
I have a good idea. Why don't you have them kill you?
Oh, wow.
Now,
these are actual real posts, or this is just somebody's putting up all these funny things?
No,
seriously.
These are real.
Okay.
That's the sad thing.
Very sad.
I don't believe you.
No, really.
Or I don't believe them, whichever the case may be.
But since Riley's not calling in and we have about three minutes.
I was going to say, are you sure? We still have about 5 minutes.
We have 3 minutes, I think. Now we're going to imitate Riley one by one.
All right.
I'll start first.
All right.
Nino.
Yeah, what's up?
My son, I've been called to Biavia today. I could not be on your show.
That sucks.
Are we going to vote on see who's best?
And RJ.
Yeah. I think you're done.
You remind me of my pet dog. Brown boy. Brown boy.
That's kind of messed up.
Oh, God.
I'm slightly insulted.
It's your turn.
All right. I can't do very good Riley, but I do love the one of his birthday, which was, of course, broadcast live.
I think you better go to commercial.
come on, that was pretty good, right?
It was projectile, man.
That was awesome.
Well, I wasn't there, so I'm, you know.
Well, at least you got
from the third party here.
At least
but.
You got out the part that said go to commercial.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go on, that was pretty good.
You got that part out.
That was good. Nino, it's your turn. You got 1 minute.
Oh, look, man. I ain't got time for this bullshit. No. They came up to me and said, "Friend Martin, we have need to speak with you. Come out, friend Martin. We are your friends.
Come out wherever you are."
Okay, I do have one more now. I forgot what I was
talking.
Oh, you done? Go ahead.
And then... you know, I came face to face with a 7-foot lizard, just Tarzishian.
Tarzishian?
I took a chainsaw in my synapses because this is just, he's just a
Riley is so taking your symbols back.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
I got to know. No, man, you can't know. No, I got to know. Okay.
All right.
End scene.
Russ, real quick, we got like half a minute.
Okay, this is my favorite quote from Riley Martin. You ain't even smart enough to bend over when the next mofo tries to fly an airplane up your ass. I'm not sure what it means, but trust me, I have used it. It's funny as hell.
We love you, Riley. We love you. You're the best, man.
No, Riley is the best. Yeah, Riley's
you know,
real.
It's all good fun.
Definitely.
Please don't kill me.
Well, obviously.
No.
I'm going to make that a thing. People are going to start saying that. Watch. Be obviously is the new word.
Yeah, all right. Whatever, brown boy. I think that.
Better trademark that.
All right, listen. Thanks for listening, you guys. We'll see you next week. And hopefully we're going to rile up Riley to join us.
Yeah, real topical.
Call tomorrow.
Yeah. All right. You guys have a good night and take care of each other.
Hey.
Living hell of another world.
Step out of the world you see.
You do not respond.
The Supernatural Radio Show. Open up your mind.
We programmed your brain.
The Supernatural Radio Show.
You must learn to obey.
Brought to you by PurplePlates.com for harmony, healing, and living energy products for a greater quality of life. The Supernatural Radio Show.